Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Changes at the Encore Casino and who made the list of the most powerful people in Hollywood. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, maybe two apologies is the charm for Gina Rodriguez.
Leroy has your sports.
And Boston Celtic Jaylen Brown may have just let millions of dollars slip through his hands.
But first, Representative Elijah Cummings has died. According to a statement from his office, the Democratic congressman died this morning due to complications concerning longstanding health challenges. Cummings was also the chairman of the House Oversight Committee investigating Trump. He was 68 years old. Well, less than 5 months after the opening of the Encore Casino, Robert DeSalvio, the resort's president, is stepping down after working 5 years on the project. He will be replaced by Brian Gulbrandt, former leader of hotel, food, and beverage operations at Encore.
This is causing a huge stir in the Encore Boston Harbor Facebook group, by the way.
Oh, no.
Well, here's the deal, right? Because people are like,
what kind of president? Is he like Barack or is he like Donald Trump?
No, people are like, maybe it's their loss of revenue in the month of September. The reason why he stepped down. Like, come on. This was probably planned all along for him to just be in here to build it, set it up, let it, you know, open, and then now he's going to go off and do something else. Like, you don't just make a decision like that after getting 1 month of a declined revenue. Like, that's, come on. People are dumb.
I know you're passionate about this subject, but I stopped listening the second Pebble stopped talking about it.
I hate you.
The Hollywood Reporter's out with their list of the most powerful people in entertainment, and lots of your favorite celebrities are on the list, but the top spots are mostly producers and executives, including the number one on the list, Disney CEO Bob Iger.
Do you know that there's a big push among celebrities trying to get him to run for president of the United States? And I ain't gonna lie, if this dude can do with the country what he's been doing with Disney, I'm all for it. Seriously.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Oprah comes in at number 15, and then some of your other faves in the top 100. Reese Witherspoon, Tyler Perry, Jordan Peele, Ellen, Barack and Michelle Obama, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Michael B. Jordan, Kevin Hart, Will Smith, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Leroy, your girl, Issa Rae.
That is a black-ass list. Congratulations, guys. I got Lin-Manuel Miranda. You guys have everyone else.
God. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Jhené Aiko is pooping all over the pregnancy rumors with her latest Instagram post. There were rumors going around yesterday that she was pregnant with Big Sean's baby after her sister was heard on Instagram Live asking her when they were going to do the gender reveal. If you saw the video, it looked like a setup to me. It looked like she did it on purpose to get people to start talking, and they started talking.
She does everything on purpose.
Well, Jhené posted three stunning pictures of her in a half shirt and skirt showing off her very gorgeous abs and enabling the comments, which if you go on her Instagram, most of the comments have been disabled with the exception of these three photos. And you saw fans posting things like, "That not pregnant waist popping," and quote, "Well, this clears up all those rumors." Anyone who knows Snoop Dogg knows his weed is very important to him. So important that there's someone out there who is employed by him with one job: to roll his joints.
What?
Now, this person's salary, by the way, between $40,000 and $50,000 a
year.
What? Play that from the Yay Area.
Yay Area.
Oh, Yay Area.
What do you
write down on your tax forms?
Well, I'll
for
tell
that?
You right now. In an interview with Howard Stern and Seth Rogen, Seth said that he's been seen the dude in action, by the way, and that he, quote, knows how to gauge the look on someone's face when it seems like they want a blunt, and if they do, he gives you one. And Snoop added that the dude's timing is impeccable, and on his resume, Romero, it just says PBR, professional blunt roller. So that answers that question. And just yesterday, Gina Rodriguez was getting blasted on social media for her use of the N-word in a social media post.
I could do what you do. Believe me.
Give me heebie-jeebies.
Well, she was singing the Fugees song, Ready or Not, and after all the backlash, she did issue an apology that many did not think was genuine.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I just wanted to reach out and apologize. I am sorry. I am sorry if I offended anyone by singing along to the Fugees, to a song I love, that I grew up on. I love Lauryn Hill. I really am sorry if I offended you.
Well, Gina has issued a second apology that may do the job, and it seemed like she actually did take accountability for her actions. According to her Instagram post, quote, in song or in real life, the words that I spoke should not have been spoken. The word I sang carries with it a legacy of hurt and pain that I cannot imagine, saying she has some serious learning and growing to do, and she is deeply sorry for the pain she has caused.
You buckled, girl. You buckled. Hold on to it. Be like, listen, I was just rapping a song. It came out. Grow up.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, there's some tragic news in the world of sports and boxing. Junior middleweight Patrick Day, who was rushed out of the ring this past Saturday after being knocked out in the 10th round, he passed away yesterday from brain injuries.
So sad.
He was only 27 years old.
Are we on a weird streak of boxers dying?
You know, that's a whole nother topic. The NFL catches a lot of heat for brain injuries, but stop looking around and you're seeing this going down in other sports too. Fans are really starting to get out of control, all right? Check this story out. Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett told police that a fan flagged them down, took a pic, and then punched him in the face. Yes. Now, Garrett said the punch was weak. It was like a pillow punch or whatever. He needs to get his game up. But still, fans, we got to relax, all right? Just chill out. And I really wanted to come in here today and get on our guy, Boston Celtic Jaylen Brown. The Celtics offered him a 4-year deal worth $80 million. It was an extension, and he turned it down. He turned it down, and everyone around here is clowning him, saying, what are you doing? They're calling him crazy, and I have to admit, I was too. But here's the deal. He'll be a free agent next season, and he's betting on himself, all right, to have a great season. And that, you know, at the end of the year, it'll pay off.
I respect that.
I do, too. We tell people all the time to believe in themselves, know your worth. And you may not like it, but... you have to respect it. Yeah. So I respect it, too. Bruins Lightning at the Garden tonight at 7. Astros Yankees at 8:08. And the Chiefs will take on the Broncos for a Thursday night football. Kickoff is at 8:20. And that's your sports.
All right. Your good news today. So Jonathan Pollard's a lawyer in Fort Lauderdale. And he remembers being a broke college student who couldn't afford to buy a plane ticket to make it home for the holidays. He remembers the pain of it so much that he decided to do something about it. So he announced on LinkedIn, if you're a college student, can't afford to go home for the holidays, he's going to do his part and buy a plane ticket for some people. He said, you have to be in college, have financial need, and prove you're excelling in whatever your passion is. He said he could buy a new truck for himself or send people home for the holidays. For him, it was a no-brainer.
But do you have to do all those three things or just one? Because I can prove that I'm good at what I have a passion for. I'm just not in college.
Yeah, well,
I mean, financial lean, actually, 2 for 3.
You're not included in this.
Damn it.
That's your good news in this report made hot by the TD Garden Pro Shop. Gear up at the brand new Pro Shop. Now open on street level at the Hub on Causeway entrance to the TD Garden.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.